Blackstone presents Avatar by Seth Ring. This book is read by Eric Jason Martin. Chapter 1. The first thing Thorne noticed when he stepped out of the spatial tunnel was just how thick the ambient mono was. It pressed in from all sides, and he imagined that had he not been carrying an endless source of mana in his heart, it would have filled his body, granting him an explosive increase in strength. From Mina's gasp, it seemed his estimation was right. The second thing he noticed was the fist, right before it hit his face. The portal had deposited Thorne, Akira, and Mina outside the doorway to Ermag Tall's puzzle. As soon as he noticed the fist, Thorne knew exactly who it belonged to. This wasn't the first time this fist had punched him, but this time it came without warning. It slammed into his face, launching him backward as the force radiated through his body. Thorne's new level of strength fought back, preventing it from crushing his bones. Mina and Akira were both just as startled as Thorne. They jumped back, distancing themselves from Ursa, who stood in front of where Thorne had appeared. The god beast's arm was outstretched, and he stared at the end of his fist in confusion as there was a loud crash and Thorne slammed into the hill. His body created a heavy furrow in the ground as he rapidly slowed down. Surging to his feet, Thorne's eyes narrowed. He took a step forward, the distance between him and Ursa shrinking in an instant. His fist drew back, and he unleashed a strike of his own, calling upon Titan Strike. Almost casually, Ursa lifted his other hand to block the blow, but just before Thorne's fist hit his palm, he seemed to think better of it and pressed himself forward, transforming his block into an attack. Thorne's punch caused the world itself to ripple, collapsing down on a singular point as if everything was being folded together. Ursa's attack, on the other hand, had none of the subtlety Thorne's fist carried. Instead, it pursued the path of pure, unstoppable power. The two clashed, and once again Thorne was thrown backward. This time, however, Ursa was forced back a few steps as well. His expression turned ugly as he glanced down at his palm, which bled profusely. There was a flicker of movement from Ursa's side as a dozen thick spears of ice stabbed toward his heart and neck. But with a wave of his hand that scattered blood across the ground, he crushed them. At almost the same time, flames tore apart the air near his leg as Akira launched her attacks too quick.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?